Shad and Carly.
It's Christmas time, like as in shopping time soon. I think we're 2 days away until it's a month out, which I think is the shopping day. Isn't that when you start doing the shopping, when it's a month out?
I always do it like a day out, and I just get people's stuff from the petrol station.
Oh, wow.
It's all that's opened.
Wow.
Actually, no, we live in a day and age where you've got 24-hour Kmart, so it's not... Yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Kmart, because I was looking at my little brother's... I've got, like, my little brother is 12 years old, I think, 12 or 13, and then my cousins are, like, 10, 8. Younger.
That's a good gift-giving age.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, I'll get them board games.
Great idea.
So I was looking on Kmart's website about board games, and there's... People are really walking the thin line of copyright infringement, like, in this day and age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can walk through certain places around Far North Queensland, some shops where you're like, oh, how'd they get away with that? Like, I saw a Lego ripoff at a store the other day, and it was, I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's Batman in a strange vehicle. It's not the Batmobile. And I read the name on it, and it was Bat-Mam. And I'm like, hey, I'm all for gender equality.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it's just the female Batman.
It's
I
like
love
your,
that.
Your grandma's Batman. Like, is that what it is? Batman. And the car, the vehicle that they were in, looked almost like a Lego version of the mobility scooter. I was like, are they trying to be a grandma here, or is it just a blatant ripoff? Let me ask you. Do you like a good old-fashioned game of Guess Who?
I love Guess Who.
Mm. Well, you'll love the awesome fun that is Who Am I? Which is the exact same game. Or the other version as well, which is Who Is It? Not Guess Who. Exact. No, it's not Guess Who. It's exact same game, but it's not Guess Who. It's called Who Is It? And I tell you what, it's $5 as opposed to Guess Who. That's $25.
I know what I'm going with, the $5 one.
What about Connect Four? Do you like Connect Four?
I do, actually.
Oh, well, you'll love it when you come over to my house, Carly, because we're going to play a game of Line Up Four.
You know what?
It's the exact same. Just because you said line up four, I feel like you shouldn't be able to get away with it.
So it's the same rules, everything.
Yeah, the only difference is it's $2, connect four, $20.
I know what I'm going with again.
Well, the best thing is after we've had such a great time playing Who Am I and Who Is It, and also a classic game of line up four, get ready for the fun, guys, because we'll lay the mat down on the floor and play everyone's crazy game, Don't Fall Down. Or otherwise known as Twister.
Oh, because I was like, that could either be Jenga.
No.
Or...
No, that's Towerfall, Jenga. Watch out for Towerfall. Strange rip-off names.
Mm.
That's a bunch that I know of from just looking at Kmart of all places stocking those things.
I remember once Russell's mum bought me some headphones. Remember when Beats were in? Dr. Dre Beats? She bought me these headphones from overseas, and I actually used them on the radio. Like, I used them as my working headphones because I thought, wow, she really loves me. She splashed out and got me the expense because they're not cheap. Anyway, after using them for a couple of days, I noticed they were a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Because one of the guys actually had the legitimate ones. Anyway, a dead giveaway was when I looked at the front, you know how on the thing that connects the two ears together, there's the Beats written on there?
Yeah.
Mine had Beats spelled B-E-E-T-S.
Oh, like
beetroot.
Ha ha ha.